Neither let us commit fornication, even as some of them committed fornication, and there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them tempted, and perished by the serpents. Neither murmur, as some of them murmured, and perished at the hands of the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as a type, and they were written for our correction, upon whom the final age of the world has come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. May no temptation take hold of you, but such as man is equal to. God is faithful and will not permit you to be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also give you a way out that you may be able to bear it. Please stand now for the Holy Gospel, which is taken from St. Luke chapter 19. At that time when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known in this thy day, even thou, the things that are for thy peace. But now they are hidden from thy eyes. For days will come upon thee when thy enemies will throw up a rampart about thee, and surround thee, and shut thee in on every side, and will dash thee to the ground, and thy children within thee, and will not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou hast not known the time of thy visitation. And he entered the temple and began to cast out those who were selling and buying in it, saying to them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. When Jesus drew near to Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I wanted to tell you an old story of a man who was dying. He was suffering very much as he laid on his bed. He was tossing and turning from the pain. And the priest came in to give him the last rites. And the man just said, No, not now, Father. You know, I don't want to go to confession right now. I'm not ready. And he kind of just asked the priest to leave because he was in a lot of pain. And as the priest sat there visiting with him, the priest began to weep. Tears began to roll down his cheeks. And the sick man looked at the priest and said, Oh, Father, I see that you pity my sufferings. And the priest said, No, I weep because you do not weep. You're suffering a lot now, but in a little while you will have such suffering and torments that will never end. And he made the man to understand that if he did not convert, if he did not repent now, he would go to hell and suffer much greater torments for all eternity than could ever be imagined. And so the man did repent, made a good confession. And today's gospel is like that, that our Lord is the priest who is weeping because we do not weep. We don't understand that we were made for eternity. Especially now in the summertime, we see people all over, you know, the way they're dressed, the things they're doing, they're just not prepared for going to eternity. They're busy about many things, but not about the one thing that matters. So many people are just living for this world and think nothing of the next. We plan our earthly lives. In our early 20s, we start putting aside money for our house or even for our retirement fund. We invest and we prepare ourselves for the future in this world, but we make no provisions for our soul. We make no provisions to make sure that we're going to heaven. And so for the vast majority of people in the world, God, His church, eternity, it just becomes an afterthought. And they say things, and I've heard this many times. People in the world say things like, and I'm talking about Catholics. They say, oh yeah, today was a holy day. Oh yeah, I forgot. And that especially happens on the Ascension, on the Assumption of Our Blessed Mother, on All Saints' Day, and the Immaculate Conception. It happens on those holy days. They don't think anything of it. They say, oh yeah, there's something. Yeah, I remember that from when I was a kid. We used to go to church on this day. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that the things that really matter in this world have become like an afterthought. They just put it aside. They push it off and say, oh, well, that's not very important. But really, it's the only thing that matters. And these same people will secretly think, and they will actually admit it on occasion, that if they're put into a situation where they're very sick and dying, they say, well, I can always go to confession then. In other words, they know they must repent. They know they haven't been living for God. But they say to themselves, well, if things start going bad for me and I get sick, or I have to go through an operation, then I'll turn to God. But my dear friends, this is a very dangerous thought, and one that is simply not, it doesn't work the vast majority of time. I would say to you that hardly 1 out of 1,000 people who think a thought like that will actually have the grace to repent. And it's not me who am saying that or predicting that, it's the saints. St. Vincent Ferrer said, for a man who has lived impiously, who has lived unfaithful to God, to die a good death is a greater miracle than raising the dead back to life. You see, the grace of final repentance is the most tremendous grace you could ever be given. And St. Vincent is simply saying that it's a greater grace than raising someone back from the dead. Have any of you ever seen someone raised from the dead? Probably not. So you shouldn't think so assuredly that if I put off my repentance to the end, that I'll have the grace to repent. Remember, repentance is a grace from God. You can't just turn it on and off like a faucet. God will give it to you, but you must take it when it's offered. Otherwise, if you don't accept it, it very well might not be there when you need it. You see, as St. Augustine also says, St. Augustine says a lot of great things about this subject, but he says that a person who thinks this way, it is not he who abandons sin, but sin abandons him at the end of his life. In other words, he is only stopping this to sin. He's only stopping his sin because he's sick. Sin is abandoning him. That is, he can't do it anymore. And so is that real repentance? The answer is no. It is not repentance at all. And so that person will not be saved. You can't just say, well, because I stopped sinning, then I'm going to go to heaven. No. You have to repent. It's not just stopping the sin, it's repenting of it. It's being sincerely contrite and sorry for what you did. St. Jerome said this, scarcely 1 out of 1,000 whose life was impious will truly repent at death and obtain forgiveness of sin. He says 1 out of 1,000. Well, that should make us realize that it's simply not an easy thing to have happen. It's very, very difficult. And what makes it more difficult to repent at your death or in the last stages of your life is that your mind is clouded. You know how it is. I'm sure that most of you have been to nursing homes and you have been to hospitals where somebody is very ill and they get pumped so full of drugs that they don't even know what's going on. Even if they can talk, a lot of times the next day they don't remember that you were even there. They'll say, you were here? Oh, I didn't know. And you say to them, but you were talking to me. And they say, oh, I don't remember. And if that's the case, then when somebody confesses in that state, you can ask yourself, is their confession a truly good one? Because they don't even really know sometimes what's going on. And you know that confession, and also, of course, extreme unction, to receive it, you have to be conscious. Now, you can receive extreme unction when you're unconscious, but it is a sacrament of the living. That is, you have to be in the state of grace to receive extreme unction. So to confess properly, you have to be, your mind has to be clear. And to receive extreme unction, you have to already be in the state of grace. So we better not put it off. We better not delay our repentance. And this is why Jesus weeps. He weeps over Jerusalem, but Jerusalem is a symbol of the soul of a Catholic who is putting off repentance as Jerusalem put off their conversion to the Lord. He was there, and they did not convert. And for Catholics, Jesus is right here. He is right here in the Blessed Sacrament, and yet Catholics do not convert. And the longer they put off their conversion, their repentance, the grace of repentance, becomes more difficult to obtain. Because if you refuse it once, our Lord, it offends our Lord. And so for him to offer it to you again is a more difficult thing. Just imagine if your grandmother was offering you a beautiful gift and you told her, get out of here. Of course she loves you, and she may offer it to you again at another stage, but it's more difficult because she's offended by what you did to her. Now, as much as your grandmother loves you, our Lord loves you 10 times, 100 times more, infinitely more. But still, the repentance becomes more difficult to obtain the more you refuse it. Our Lord offers it to you all the time throughout your life. But you better accept it so that he will offer it to you again at a later stage of your life. So what do we do now? Well, we should not put off our repentance. If Jesus is offering it to you today, accept it from him and repent with all your heart right now for anything you've done wrong. Convert and receive the sacraments today and every time you receive them as if it were the last time in your life. I remember this placard they put up in the church in Dickinson, Texas. It said, priest of God, say this Mass as if your first Mass, your last Mass, and your only Mass. And that's how every Catholic should receive the sacraments, as if it was their first communion, their last communion, their only Holy Communion. That's how you should receive. And remember that when Jesus was carrying the cross, and when he was crucified and died on the cross, only one sinner repented, the good thief. And St. Augustine said, there was one that sinners may not despair. But it was only one, so that the sinner may have no excuse in putting off his repentance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.